Pesach Sheyesh Nekoy Beis Hashem. Right.
Pardon?
Yeah, second. Just make the announcement, yeah? Tariway, Northwest London, Monday, Yud Zayin Adar, the 1st of March, Harav Eli Goldstein Shlita, cleaning up the mess from Purim.
Morning, Shasta Oilem. Mashkichim, sure we've all heard from the Barad Ashonim. We're also here the week after Purim. It's quite normal to hear the Shmuz. How to take the inspiration from Purim? To take the halal, the mikra megillah is a halal, to work on the fact that Nissan Nistorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work, is constant. We have constant Nissan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To take that out from the Purim, and we'll hear the shmuzing. We'll say that we have to make sure we take the Purim with us and carry it through. Today I want to discuss something else. Something which perhaps we don't want to take away from the Purim. As the shiur was titled, Cleaning Up the Mess in Purim. Mr. Shem, today I want to discuss the problems, the shailas that come up post-Purim, which cause problems. The Moshe, we're going to discuss someone damaged someone else on Purim. Say, someone got a bit drunk, and he threw up. He vomited on someone's carpet. Do you need to pay for that? Someone went in someone's house, wasn't drunk, but he was dancing in his house, and he smashed something. Smashed a very expensive vase. Does he have to pay for it? He upset someone, he embarrassed someone. Does he need to do anything to solve that problem? Another shayla, Mr. Shem, we can get to today. I want to discuss. We know that there's a din of tashlumim. We know that if you miss a tefillah, let's say you miss a mincha, there's a din tashlumim that when you come to Maariv, you do twice. Maariv twice. Now, what's the din if this person was shik at the time? If he was drunk at the time during that zman mincha, is he allowed to do tashlumim? Does he need to do tashlumim b'chlal? So all this, Mitzvah Shem, and more, we're going to discuss the post-Purim shailas, and we're going to see the problems that come out from Purim. So, just to start off, with the story, it's Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld's Yatza this week. I heard the story, it goes like this, that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld used to never give Pesach on Purim, because he said he wasn't fully there, because he was drunk a little bit. One time they came to Mincha, and the Chazan said, Morid Atom. Obviously, you have to say, Masha Barach, Morid HaGeshem. So, he shouted out. Rizal Chaim Zonnefeld shouted out, it's Masha Barach. Someone asked him afterwards, I don't understand. You don't give Pesach on Purim, but you say you're not fully there. So, what's. But you clearly are, you're quite, you know, you're holding, because you're sharp enough to the Chap that the Chazan did the wrong. He said, Morid Atom. And he said, no, you don't understand. It's in Yonah Diyom. Masha Varach Moed Hageshem is thinking much as Ada Yoda Ben Harboch Mordechai or Hamon. Some can work out the Cheshem after it. It's in Yoda Yoma. That I'm in tune with. Other things, maybe not so much. That's not a good example. That's just a nice way to start off the outside this week. So, as we said, the first topic we're going to discuss is things like Gezela and Geneva that people do on Purim. You come into someone's Suda and you snatch some of the food. Someone comes in, he smashes something, he throws up someone else's carpet. So let's first talk about regular damage, and then we're going to get to shikha, and then we're going to get damage done by shikha, someone who's drunk on generally, and then we're going to get to a drunk on Purim. So there's a Mishnah, there's a famous Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. The Mishnah there says at the end it's talking about Hoshana Rabbah. It's talking about what you do on the last day of Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabbah. And it says then the Mishnah, Miyad Tinoki Shomtim. Now, there's a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos there. Miyad Tanoki Shomtin. What does it mean? So, Tosa explains Miyad means immediately. Immediately the children take the love of Mesorogim, we don't need them any play with them. That's Tosfos. Rashi explains differently. He says Miyad means from the hand. Miyad, not Miyad immediately, but Miyad from the hands. You can take away from the hands of Tanoikis, Shomtin is Levei Mesorogim, you can take away the Lulovim and Mesorogim, and because of the Simcha, that's why you're allowed to do it. So it's some sort of game they used to have. You take away from the children the love of Mesorogim. Now, that's how Rashi explains. Rashi says, and from this we see, there's no problem of Gezela and Geneva because it was all Mekoyach Simcha. Now, I just want to mention, there's a very interesting raya Rashi's got. How does Rashi know he's right? Again, Tosfos understands Miyad Tanoikis means immediately. Afterwards, the children take the love him. And Rashi understands Miyad from the hand. What's Rashi's raya? Rashi's got a very interesting raya. Couple daf later, Rashi brings a medrash. And the medrash goes like this. There was a person, wasn't very wealthy, But Oni came knocking at his door. And he gave him money. And he gave all the money he had left. And says the Medrash, his wife got very upset with him. So he did what obviously, perhaps not the best, Shalom Bayis, he left the house. He upset his wife, so he just left. And what happened was, he went around, I guess, to try to find a business who actually brings his Medrash, and he says that it was Hoshana Rabbah, and he took from the children the love of Mesoigim. And it happened to be there was a melech of a certain Medina who was very ill. And the only refuah for this melech was a Sroigim Shal Mitzvah. And he sold him at a very high price, and he went back to his house with lots of money, and assumed the Shalom Bayis was better after that. Says Rashi, I see from this Medrash, it means Mi'atinok Yishoim, so you can take it away from the children. So that's how Rashi understands. So explains Tosfos within Das Rashi, and as the Motzah also says, we see from this that you see you're allowed to take away from the children on the Shana Rabbah, you're allowed to take away the Lov Mesoigim. You see that there's no problem with Gezel and Kenevah when it comes to Simcha. And says the Modcha in the Gemara and Sukkah, from this we learn a very interesting halacha. Apparently in those days, there was Bochum, as part of the going to meet the Chosin and Kala, they used to go on horses, and they used to do something like jousting, sword fighting with each other. Says Tosfos, and they used to rip each other's clothing, obviously. That's damage happens. Says the Malta and Tosfos, from Rashi's explanation, you see, there's going to be no problem. Because as long as it's Mekoyach the Simcha of Mitzvah, then there's no problem at all with damages. And there also, the Ramah brings another case, in Darchi Moshe on the tour, he brings also, if you're going around during Hashanahs, and you damage somebody else, so again, you're going to be potter if it's Mekoyach the Simcha. Sometimes, if the Dayan sees that we need to make a Kenas, to stop things, but other than that, the Edsem is going to be completely mutter. The damage which is done, Mekoyach the Simcha. Now, just to give a small touch, what's exactly Pshat? Why should it be okay to damage? Because out of Simcha.
Or
the Mugloinim, exactly. Yeah, as you're mentioning, the Mishnah, Maseches Bava Kamma, Dav Chav Vav Amud Aleph, says, Kelim, Odo Mul Le'olam, Ben Shoigig, Ben Mezid, Ben Er, Ben Yoshein, whether Shoigig, whether Mezid, whether asleep, whether awake, he's a Mu'ad, which means to say that he's always Chai for any damages he does. So, Ma Pitom that we're seeing suddenly now, there's a Heter, not a Heter, there's a Petur of a person damaged somebody else. So, explains it, tells the Rosh Hashiva like this. When a person's chayiv because of mezid, and when a person's chayiv because of shoygig, there's two different chiyuvim. When I'm chayiv because I damaged someone by mezid, it's because I did a pe'ulas hezek. I damaged somebody, and you need to pay back. When I damaged someone by shoygig, I'm chayiv because I should have been more careful. I should have been more aware of what I'm doing, and I shouldn't have allowed this to happen by shoygig. So says the Tazer Rosh Shiva, when it comes, he's talking about Purim, but we can extrapolate also out to other cases of Simcha. When it comes to Purim, I'm being told not to be serious, not to be ritzini, and therefore you can't tell me I should be more careful. That's part of the Simcha, to be more relaxed, and therefore you can't be mechai because of Shogi. So that was the type that he gave to explain why you're allowed, the damage which is done on Purim, or any other time during Shah Simcha, is going to be okay. So that's brought on Tovri Sadihei. The Ramah brings this halacha, that any hezek which is done on Purim, again, we haven't yet reached Shikha, we haven't yet reached the person who's drunk. Any damage which is done to a person on Purim is going to be potter. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach, and he says, depends. If it's big damage, if it's a hezek godol, then your taka is going to be chayiv. But if it's a hezek cotton, like this case over here, you're going to be potter. And Tofrei Tzadik Vav also, he brings another minig which they used to have, that you used to grab, snatch things from Kriyas and Megillah till the next night. So you got Shnei Leilos and Yom Echad, and you're snatching down the halach is brought, there's no problem with Geneva and no Gezela. The same idea again, if it's Mekoyach the Simcha, again it has to be Mekoyach the Simcha, if it's Mekoyach the Simcha, and you're not doing with Kavon Lahazik, you're going to be potter. So that's the first thing. That's when a person does damage, when he's doing damage, though again, not when he's drunk. Now, what's the halacha if a person's drunk? Let's talk generally. So, the Maaseh, the Gemara in Maseches Erevin says the following. It says if a person is drunk, So if he's over Navera, he's Chayav Malkus. If he's over something which is a Chiyav Misa, he's Chayav Misa. The only thing you're potter from is from Tefillah. Says the Gemara there, that's only true when you're not Shikah Kaloit. Now Shikah Kaloit means, like we know that Lot, how he ended up having the Maisa with his daughters, he didn't know what was happening B'chila. Gemara asks, I mean, I'm saying he's honest, how can you call Lot Rosh? And the Gemara says, originally he didn't know, afterwards he should have chapped off first. But Shikah Kaloit means to say someone, Mamish doesn't know what's happening. If it's Shikah Kaloit, says the Gemara, then the halacha is you're potter from everything. So you might say, if I see a Shikah Kaloit, it's not Chayav Malkus for any other he does. And he's not Chayav Misa for anything he does, maybe she'll also be potter. So I'm going to share with the Rosh, from the Shonim down to the Achronim, to try and decipher what the halacha is by a Shikah. So the Rosh brings a very interesting case. It's in the Shai's Teshuvahs. It says the following. Reuven lent Shimon some money. And Reuven came to claim his money back from Shimon. And he brought out a shtar mechila. He brought out a shtar document which said that you paid me back. That you were moichumi. That you were moichumi. And he has Edom signed on the shtar. So generally the halacha would be, he brings that shtar mechila. He's got Edom signed in Mekayim, the Edom on the shtar. Then Avada, he doesn't need to pay. However, here the Edom says something else. The Edom said, you're right, we signed on the shtar. But you made us drink, you got us drunk, and you made us sign on the shtar. So really check it. You got us drunk to sign on the shtar, and now you got a shtar to try and claim money. I would say, you're potter from paying, from Reuben. That was the shaila. Are the Edom chayev? Is Shimon chayev here to pay back? So says the Rosh, definitely the Bala shtar is potter. Why? Because he's got a shtar. He's got Edom on the shtar. Lav kol kamini of the Edom now to say they were drunk at the time. But the Edom themselves, hadas baldein kame Edom domi, they're avada these Edom gim michayev. Says the Rosh. Yes, they were drunk. Doesn't make a difference. Even though they're drunk, they're going to be chayev because they signed on the shtar and they caused the damage now to Reuven because Reuven can't get paid back. So therefore, you see the first Makor, the Rosh, in the Shai's Shuvah holds, Taka Shika is chayev to pay back for the damage caused. Now, what are we going to do with the Gemara?
Grammar, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very indirect.
Right. So he talks about the difference to looking about grammar.
Why can't he go to
Balchayim
now?
It's
a fake, don't they?
No, so what
does
he mean?
Saying?
No, it's
a fake.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem is, what's happened here? Shimon has got a good shtar. He's got Edom on the shtar.
Yeah, it's a fake.
No, but how do you know it's fake?
The Edom is saying it.
No, but why should I listen to the Edom though?
Huh?
Why should I listen to the Edom?
That's
the Edom awful. No. The Edom signed on the shtar, right? Now, do you have Edom to say they got that Shimon made them drunk? No. Each one is saying, you made me drunk. Okay. Why is he not? Don't have the koyach of two Edom now against them. No? Yeah?
Is he makhish?
What?
Is he makhish saying I didn't make
them
drunk?
Is he makhish? Yeah, I must be. Otherwise, if it's not makhish, then Mamash is
another
tool. What?
Is there a kosher there or not?
No, if he always has me a kosher, right. Because yeah. Otherwise, then he's also moida. Then okay, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah. So again, those Edom now have the koyach because. Okay, very nice. If you have a shtar with Edom, the Tokbuk Shtar is Oymed. You've got a shtar. These Edom want to say about themselves. So I'm sorry, there's a din of Hadas Bar Din Kamei Domi. That's not going to help anything else. Now, so what are we going to do with the Taina? I started off, so I got the Rosh. And also, let me just share with you, I'm going to skip to, there's the Chavos Yoeh on this. The great grandson of the Maharal, and he has a similar shaila. The case was there was a owner of a hotel, and the person used to come once every month. And what happened was this guest that used to come to this hotel, what did he used to do? He used to go to the base of Mishta every night, and he kept coming back drunk to the hotel, and he left his fire, his candle on. And it burnt up and caused damages in this hotel. And so there's interesting, the Chavos Yoeh, he says, even though you didn't ask me the Shaila because you didn't want to tell me what happened, he's talking to the owner of the hotel, you should know, you should go claim from him from Din. Because Adam Mul La'olam, and that's true even if you're Shika, Avad Yitzchak. Now, so we've got Chavos Yoeh and the Rosh. Now, the Kashri is, like we said, Shika, we saw in the Gemara, if you're Shika Kaloit, definitely, the halacha is, if you're Shika Kaloit, you're going to be, you're potter from everything, you're not, you're potter from mitzvahs. your potter, we won't give you malchus, we won't give you chiv misa. So why is it that we're seeing that he's now going to be chayv for what he does, the hezek he does?
Why can't he be chayv for bringing himself to a matzah?
That's exactly what the Bach says.
Yes,
very, very, very good. That's exactly what the Bach says. So the Bach says as follows. Yeah. The Bach says, what are you saying over here? That, yes, we know. There's a din, shik kalot yipotah from everything. And now, let's just bring out the tiny exact bit klon. We know the Mishnah says, in Sechus Baba Kama again, that a shoiter, if he damages somebody else, he's potah. Because he doesn't have das. So the tiny is a shikah who's shikah kalot, he's potah, should be potah, al shoiter. So, as he's saying over here, and as the Bach says himself, that's different. If a person onus, you're right, he's onus. Right? And if that's when he's onus metchila. Oh, but who allowed you to get to this state? This was peshir. This that you got to this state where you're shik feloit and you're causing damages. So now, who told you now you're going to be potter? You're right that at the moment you're onus. But oh, but this that you weren't careful to stop getting to this matzav of being so drunk, that taka you're going to be chayv for. So that's what he says. Tahabelizom metchila shishtak feloit lahazik as rabbi. You should be more careful. To me, on to the shtach, who told you to get so drunk? Ad leyoda maka ovid. And since the oin is coming from himself, then he's avad is chayev to pay for the nezek he did. He's havalek b'sher. So that's the Bach. So again, you got the Rosh Chavos Yoy, and you got the Bach telling us the shikah. Yes, he could be, even if he's got to ledger of shikah kolot, even if he's got to that darga, it doesn't make a difference. And the Maisa, at the end of the day, he shouldn't have got to that level, and therefore he's going to be chayev for any damages base. So that's on a regular day. What about Purim? We saw from Rashi and the Poskim bringing out from Halacha and Sukkah that if you're damaging Mikoyach the Simcha, you're Potter. So what's going to be the Halacha over here? If I'm Shikha on Purim, it's Mikoyach the Simcha, and so can I tell you that I'm going to be Potter? Even though normally Shikha is Chayav, maybe here I'm going to be Potter. So on this, Shlomo Kluger and Shlomo explains in Baba Kama as follows. Avada and Avadana. Avada and Avada, this person is going to be chayv. And he brings a shikha afi egiya yutim shikhus shaloit. Even a shikha, which is reached level more than shikha kaloit, mikol mokum yizchama tashlumim. And he says, why again, the same similar sword to what the Bach said, because lemaisa, he didn't stop himself. He's going to be chayv because he didn't stop himself to get so drunk. So Avada is going to be chayv for damage, and he says, but it has to be that way. Why? Because imlo came, lo shavkos, what's going to happen? Guy doesn't like somebody else. He's going to get very drunk. If he gets very drunk, so then he'll say, I'm sugar good, and he can damage him. That Avada can't happen. I can't let that happen. So it says the Marshal, Avada and Avada, even on Purim, ends off. Even on Purim. Because yes, Chazal told us to get drunk on Purim. Oh, but in Kabbalah, I'll be saying the Kaddish Yishtaga. So much so. No, Chazal never told us to get so drunk that we get to a stage where we're mamish going to cause someone else damage. And therefore, just like the Rambam says, it needs to be like the Ramah brings, that you get drunk to a level where you can go to bed now. But Avada, to get to a level where you're going to damage other people, there's no heter at all, and Avada, you're going to be chayv. And then he finishes off also, if a person embarrasses somebody else, and he embarrasses them in public, and he says, I'm not sure what you're talking about. So, in such a case, you're going to have to first, he goes through the whole say what you have to do, you have to makab barabim that you didn't say it. And he says, and if the person is murgul bakahi, keeps on doing it, then he's going to be chayev, and we're going to give him a kenas, because we have to stop. So again, it's come out in Marshal, even in the case where a person damages mikoyach the simcha, but it's mikoyach the simcha purim, but he's coming because he's drunk, avada in such a case, he's going to be chayev. Just like a regular case during the year, when it comes to shikha, on Purim, you're also going to be chayv. Now, let me just share with you a very interesting shaila. Reuven calls up Shimon. It's a few minutes before Shkia on Purim. And Reuven's screaming down the phone, I haven't yet been mekam at Tonos Evyonim. I need you to help me. A few minutes before Shkia. Okay, so, okay, fine, I'll help you out. I don't have my car with me. Can you please donate for me? So how much do you want me to donate? Fine. He said, donate 150. £150. See? Okay, very good, you donate. A few minutes before Shkia, very happy, he's helped Reuven be Mekayim the mitzvah of Matan Zevyoni. A few weeks later, he hasn't pushed him, because he knows you're not meant to push a person for the money back. And he calls him up, Nur, where's the money? He says, I don't know, what are you talking about? He said, what do you mean? You asked me on Purim a few minutes before. He said, Yahani Abikam Tas Levin. He said, what are you talking about? He said, I gave 2:50 in the morning ready Matas Levin. Why would I have told you otherwise? And he chaps, I was drunk. Oh, okay. So Reuben says, why should I be chad to pay? I was shikker. Chazal told me to get drunk. And Shimon said, what do you mean? Why should I don't need the 150 for you. Why am I going to be, you have to pay him back. So that was a shayla. Does Reuben need to pay Shimon back in this case or not? Now, let's start. From what we've seen, hezek caused by shikker is chayv. Now, we can mechalik a little bit. First of all, it's a bit interesting. It's a bit of an interesting nuance here. If a person hasn't reached the shikha kalot, we know there's different dargos. And Simon Tzadi test goes through these different dargos, four different dargos of level of how shikha a person is. And that will depend on whether you can daven or not. Now, if you haven't yet reached the shikha kalot, again, shikha kalot means your mamash don't know what's happening, just like Note didn't know what's happening when his daughters came onto him. Now, if you haven't yet reached that, what's the din? So the Gemara and Erevin says, and also it's brought la'alach and choshim mishra, reish lamad hei, la'alach is, midchoy mekach, if a person is slightly drunk, midchoy mekach, memkor memkach, chumosa chuma, his chuma that he does, if he's toirim, if he's makdish something, it's chal, he's got enough das that anything that he wants, the sale he wants to go through, is chal. So over here, there's no shayla. In this case, you don't need to come onto the sugya of the mashal, of hezek caused by a person. It's poshut. If I called you up, and I asked you, even if I was slightly drunk, and I asked you to please donate for me, so then that's Hekdisha Hekdish, Chumosa Chuma. You have enough das to make a lekinyan, and Avada Navada, you're going to be chayv. Now, what about if you reach Shik Kalot? Now, Shik Kalot, you've got no das. And here, Choshe Mishpot says, if you reach that level, then Mekha ain't a Mekach. Your Mekach won't be chal, because you don't have enough das. He's a shaita. The person who's Shik Kalot, he doesn't have enough das for it to be chal. And therefore, when Reuben asked Shimon, please donate for me, he was shikha kalot, if he's shikha kalot. So now, can we clear, will this person be chayv or not? So, the ma'aseh, according to what we learn, the chayra, the marshal tells me, yes, you're drunk, and you're shikha kalot, and therefore the chumah is not chumah. Oh, but medin that you caused him hezek should be chayv. Now, maybe it's different here. Because it's grot. Wait, demand back? No, you can't demand, because why should the stocker believe that there was that he was shikha kalot? So, now, this could be different over here. So Yitzhak Zilberstein brings the shayla in Sefer Vahar, if not, and he says the following. Here, it's not as bad as the marshal. First of all, he understands the marshal is talking a person when he says the person is chayv when he's shikha kalot on Purim. So, even on Purim is chayv, that's when his mamish Kapara Rosh, his mamish has lost it, and he's not doing really Lukaya for the Simcha of Purim, and there it's going to be a problem, and he directly damaged. Oba here, he was just trying to become his mitzvah when he got drunk. And on top of that, this is not direct damage, right? Because he hasn't gone and smashed something. Rather, what he's done is he's caused him to pay towards something, and now he's going to lose out. So, says Yitzhak Zilberstein, in this case, comes out interesting. If he's not shikha kalot, taka, he's going to be chayv, because chumosa chuma, he's got enough das to make a kinyan, and therefore avad is going to be chayv. Well, this person who gave money on his behalf is just a shliach then. Oh, but if he's shikha kalot, inasmuch they didn't have kavon lahazik, and there are some poskim that hold, in dini degarmi, when a person doesn't have kavon lahazik, you're not chayv, in this case, shikha kalot, taka is going to be potter, because he didn't have intention to damage, and it wasn't direct. So let me just summarize and finish off the vote. We can't get to the second part about Teshuvim. Maybe it's Shemim in another time.
If he had enough dayah and zaych to phone up the other fellow to specify a figure and to what the mitzvah is going to be,
so he's not shikha kalot.
He's classified as shikha kalot.
Yeah.
You didn't know that. You didn't know how much he slurred in the story.
Sorry?
Maybe Tai, you didn't know how much. Maybe he slurred a bit more in the story. See, maybe, what are you saying? So you shouldn't even know. You shouldn't even know that this today's the Yom Purim.
He doesn't remember, but he had Saturday to remember the telephone number and to phone him and to instruct him and to tell him how much.
So fine. If that's the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. But in the mitzvah,
he's moikel that it may have happened, but I don't remember because I was shikha.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That may be true.
No, but he's tying that. if you're so aware that you can make a phone call and ask someone to tell you, then the chori is not like that. So, yeah. So chemically, you have to work out what exactly what the level is.
Automatically.
You have to work out what the you have to work out what the level is. So. Yeah. So just to summarize again, what we've seen, we said that if a person is damaged mishas simcha. So again, it's not just Nageya to Purim. There was a case of Shaila, they were dancing Simchas Torah, and there was the guy was sweating so much, he caused damage to the Sefer Torah and puzzled it. Is that person going to be chayv or not? Now we're seeing there's a Ptur, as long as it's Hezek cotton, there's a din, no, Taka Potom, Mikach, the Simcha for the Mishra, Masechet Sukkah. What about Shikha generally? We saw that Avadi is chayv, yes, he lemaisa at the moment is onus. It doesn't make a difference, he shouldn't have got to that stage. And we saw the Marshal, which tells us that Shikha Kaloit, even on Purim, is going to be a problem. And we mentioned an interesting shah at the end, where we have an interesting nuance, that if a person hasn't yet reached Shikha Kaloit, could be that he's going to be chayv, but if he has reached Shikha Kaloit, he's going to be potter. Just to finish off with the vault from this week's schedule, which is Shtik on the Geya. There's a famous kasha, which is asked, a famous vault, that I think is worth repeating. In this week's schedule, we know Maisa Egel, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu took the luchos, he comes down. Now Moshe Rabbeinu knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, look what your people have done. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows. There's a famous kasha. Now, he comes down the mountain and he hears the kolos and he sees what they've done. He already knew, Moshe Rabbeinu knew what they did. So why only then, at that point, does he break the luchos? Break the luchos when you find out. There wasn't a big shock. He knew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. He had very clear...
I can see it.
But, yeah, so one malach is seeing it. I think it's the Gra. The Gra doesn't like that malach. It says he had such clear nevuah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he would bechore, he would have smashed it. That's one malach. So again, the kasha is what took? How? Why did he only now smash the luchos? He knew what happened. So explains the Sifon like this. The Sifon explains that he came down. And what did he see? He saw they were dancing. He saw the koilis, the pesukim nevuah this way. And says, explains to the Fonda, when he saw that they didn't have Avera, and they were dancing, they were Sameach, then he saw they weren't loyal for these Luchos. If you're doing Avera, okay, that's bad. If you're doing Avera with Simcha, with dancing, you're not loyal for the Luchos. And that's why he smashed it. Just a similar thought, says in the Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Beis, what caused the destruction of Klal Yisrael? And there it says, B'pnei Shenenu M'suz Achashverosh. And then the Gilyon Yashas B'Shem Eger gets busy, Mitz Medai. Why does it say, Nenu? Just say Ochlim Sudos Shalach Hashverosh. Explains the Gilyon Yashas he brings from Sefer Beis Shmuel, and he says like this: the Maisa, there wasn't actually anything wrong with what they ate. Ya'av ve'yarug in this case, they were told you need to come to the Suda, they had to come. Oh, but this they came and they got Hanor from it. They had the Simcha, the Nenu. That was a terrible zach. That's what caused the destruction. And he says with that you can also understand. We know there's a famous Gemara that Rebbe was very rich and Loi. Possible Sunoim Bechazeres on his table, and the Gemara asks, and Tosfos asks, but the Gemara and Kesuvos tells us he lifted up his 10 fingers. He said, "I never got Hanor from this world." And says the Beis Shmuel like this: he said he never got Hanor. There's a difference in Achila and Hanor. He never got Hanor. He had Achila, but he never got Hanor. So that was the problem. That's what caused the Kloya. So we're seeing a Grois Zach. The Koyach Simcha. We spoke about Simcha today and causing damage to it, but we see a Grois Zach. Klal Yisrael could have got the Luchos Rishonos. Even with the Maisa Egel. But what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to break it? It was this, that he saw they were dancing. What caused the destruction of Klal Yisrael during the Purim, or the Gezeirah and Klal Yisrael? This, that they had Simcha, they were Hanor, they got Hanor, got Gushmak from Avera. If that's true when it comes to Avera, and it does so much, and it mamish gets into the Avera, it makes it so much worse, Alachatz Kavachomer, we come to a mitzvah. If we can take a mitzvah, we learn Daf Gemara, we shake a lulav, eat the matzah, we do that with a simcha, who knows what grace of zakin it can do. In Yitzhem, we should do mitzvahs with the grace of simcha. And
so the ring is also a mitzvah
of Purim. Yeah, no,
so, so why should be chayv? The Erev Shabbos, you go
into
a mitzvah,
because
you're riding.
Yeah.
Is this
potter?
Why here not?
Right, so we're saying, no one asks to get so drunk.
Yeah, but
don't
run out of
shots. No, the Rabbi Yossi taught. Rabbi Yossi.
Do you mitzvah?
Yeah, told you to run, but no one told you to get so far. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, which is Zoycha Zayn, we should do mitzvahs with the grace of Simcha, and we should be Zoycha, the Shuas Nechomos, and the Olam should have a day packed full of Hatzlocha and Brocha.